Need to know news. Let's start with some serious stuff. Hurricane Maria. Like, how many hurricanes have we got going on here? That moved through the Dominican, which left mind-boggling devastation on the island. Now the eye of the Hurricane Maria is set to roll through Puerto Rico. Today it already is. It's a Category 5, guys.
We should be playing that old Baby Bash song. She got a body like a cyclone.
But it's a hurricane.
Why haven't we been playing that?
Because Maria has a body like a cyclone.
Yeah.
She
makes me want to do it all night long.
I think it's kind of sensitive. You don't want to like make fun of a hurricane like a Cat 5.
It's insensitive.
Five. Well, some people might be. Plus, like, don't, like, cyclones happen where? Like in Japan or somewhere? Like,
it doesn't. No, that's a tsunami.
No.
Where does a cyclone happen? I'm going to look it up.
Cyclones happen, I believe, like in Japan or China. Like, it happens in a different part. It's the same thing as a hurricane, from what I remember, but I think it spins the other way. Like, it spins, like, clockwise, and I believe a hurricane goes counterclockwise.
Tropical cyclones also occur in various parts of the Pacific Ocean and can affect coastal regions of Mexico, Southeast Asia, Northeast Australia, and the South Pacific Islands.
There you go. So it's like on the other side right there. Like a hurricane's in the Atlantic Ocean there.
Yeah. They're saying, okay, so they're saying they could be called a typhoon or a cyclone.
Look at that. Okay. So yeah, the public safety officer, commissioner said, you have to evacuate. Otherwise, you're going to die. I don't know how to make that any clearer. And another sign the world's ending. Did you guys see some of the video out of New Mexico yesterday?
Yes, that was so sad.
7.1 earthquake on the scale killed at least 226 people. I have friends that live in Evansville, Indiana. They said they felt part of the earthquake yesterday. I don't know if that was related or not.
I don't know either.
But they said they felt an earthquake. So maybe that's totally separate. But
oh, wait, maybe it is the same thing.
I'm wondering. But they said they felt like a little mini earthquake in Evansville, Indiana yesterday. So that was insane. President Donald Trump had his first ever speech to the UN, full UN General Assembly on Tuesday. And he did not like mince any words. He addressed North Korea.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Dang. Like, he's not playing. He's like,
he's going to be here. Well, he's going to be in the
week,
state of Indiana,
it?
But I don't know if it's Indy or where. They didn't specify where, but he is coming to Indiana next week. Yeah.
Are you excited about that? Like, goes like, what up, president?
Well, I wonder if it's going to be in Indy, I'd like to go, if you know, for to hear him speak or whatever, because he's the president. So I think that'd
be
interesting.
It'd be hard to actually probably get in, though. I mean, like, trying to think, like, I think I went to one thing. I think when I was in Michigan, I saw President Obama at the time speak, and it was like barely able to get in there.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into things like that.
It is. You got to get there early.
I think it's cool whether you like a president or not to actually get to go see them talk.
Totally, yes.
All right. And then the thing that got a lot of people talking yesterday, and it was on Twitter and everything, is what he said about Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself. The United.
I can't believe he said that. He called President Kim Jong-un of North Korea Rocket Man.
That's literally so funny, whether you like President Trump or not. That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Like, you can't deny that our president has a great sense of humor. I mean, that is funny stuff.
I can just picture him right now. I can just picture Kim Jong-un right now, like, on a rocket, like, flying through space.
I'm sure that really ticked him off, too, which is even better. He's such a terrible, awful person.
Because you're what? All right. Do you guys ever see yourself in some point of your career actually buying a house? Because none of us here actually own a house or
yes.
Actually making a mortgage payment.
Well, I had a realtor when we first moved here, and I looked at houses to buy, but I couldn't find anything that I totally loved, so I decided not to.
Dang. Okay. Well, then let me know if this is something your realtor offered you or something you'd maybe consider. A realtor in New Mexico is promising $500 worth of tacos to the person who buys the townhouse that he's representing.
That house must be hella haunted, because why else is he trying to bribe people like that?
Oh my God, I totally would do it for five, or what if it was like $500 in Chick-fil-A?
Okay, yes.
Like, I'll
take
all
my
haunted house?
Yeah. Like, which, by the way, I tweeted something about this yesterday. Why is it that whenever houses are haunted, it's always ghosts from like the 1400s and stuff? Why don't we ever hear ghosts from like the early 2000s, like that's hot, and like stuff like that at 3 in the morning?
Because they need a modern ghost.
We do need modern ghosts.
Because they got killed back in the day like that. Like they got killed like tragically. Like,
yeah,
do not
like,
come back. Do not come back for another 500 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is it that every haunted house, it's only ghosts from a certain time? It's not anyone from the 70s or the 80s. It's nobody else.
Ghosts from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Sounds like a radio station.
Ghost FM. We play all the hits.
Kesha would be on that station too. You know, she said she had sex with a ghost.
Yeah. Well, who else had got? Somebody else I know, like, said they like had sex with a ghost too, like a person. Well, it's like, how do you do that?
A friend of yours?
No, somebody, I don't even remember who it was, but they said, yeah, that a ghost, like, touched them or something.
They had sex with a ghost, and then they... Ghost,
like, in bed.
Then the ghost ghosted them.
Didn't even call back. Okay, the realtor said that he would even let the buyer choose the restaurant where they go get their tacos. And finally, if you're looking for some breakfast and you like to drink, a bakery in New Jersey called the Bagel Nook just started selling bagels that are made with Fireball whiskey.
Yuck.
Liv, the web girl's licking her lips over there.
Ew.
Well, they live Fireball.
Fireball. Because of the cinnamon flavor, apparently it's going to be really good with their apple cream cheese. The shop didn't say how much alcohol's in each bagel, so I bet you it's not a lot.
I'm sure not.
But I don't know. Now I'm kind of hungry for some Fireball and a cinnamon bagel. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.